This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Agriculture Department's latest prospective plantings report revealed U.S. rice producers intend to plant 2.626 million acres in 2017, down 17% from 2016. Medium grain rice acreage is projected at 666,000 acres, up a scant 1,000 acres from 2016. Long grain rice acreage is projected at 1.909 million acres, down 22% from the prior year. While these acreage declines seem significant, it is important to note that 2016 saw the largest rice plantings since 2005 at 3.15 million acres. Disappointing yields, off 3% from prior year levels, kept 2016 production in line with recent years at 224.1 million hundredweight. Lower yields were due in large part to flooding in parts of Louisiana and Arkansas late in the growing season that damaged crops. Additionally, hot nighttime temperatures, heavy rains, and wind during pollination led to blanking and poor milling yields in many areas. Thus, while 2016 production was 16% above 2015 levels, it was only 1% above 2014 production due to the poor growing conditions and rice yields. At USDA's annual Agricultural Outlook Forum 2017, rice yields were projected to return to more normal levels, up 7% from prior year levels to 7,716 pounds per acre. However, despite improved yields, lower rice acreage should contribute to a reduction in total rice production. USDA estimates 2017 rice production at 199 million hundredweight, down 11% from the 2016-17 crop year. The National School Lunch Program is one of the most powerful tools we have in the fight against hunger. It's the second largest food assistance program in the country, and it helps ensure that millions of students can go to school without worrying about going hungry. But where the food comes from is also important. Our school children deserve healthy, nutritious, American-grown food. This helps ensure high-quality meals for our kids and supports our local agriculture industry. Too often this doesn't happen, and that needs to be changed. Under current policy, school districts in the United States are supposed to serve domestically produced foods whenever possible. This is known as the Buy American requirement. School districts can apply for a waiver from the requirement, but only when domestic foods are either not available or significantly more expensive. Unfortunately, these policies are merely guidelines and do not have the force of law or a requirement for public transparency. Consequently, school districts can ignore the waiver process altogether and use foreign products in school lunches, even when domestic products are available from farms just a few miles away. In response to the release of President Donald Trump's tax plan, AFBF President Zippy Duval said in a statement, "Farmers and ranchers need a tax code that promotes the business of farming and ranching and recognizes the unique financial challenges we face. Farm Bureau welcomes a pro-business approach to tax reform, but any tax reform proposal must treat all businesses fairly. Most farm and ranch businesses don't operate like large corporations. They are family-run businesses that depend on deductions and provisions that give them the flexibility they need to keep their businesses running in all seasons. Lower tax rates will go a long way in helping farmers and ranchers," Duval pointed out. "However, the future of other important provisions for agriculture, like immediate expensing and deduction for interest expense, cash accounting, and like-kind exchanges is still unclear." Farm Bureau is pleased to see President Trump's plan will immediately take on one of our top concerns, the estate tax. "Eliminating the estate tax will free farmers to invest in the future of their family businesses rather than selling off their land and legacy when a family member dies. Farmers and ranchers have already benefited from congressional action to reduce this burden, and we're ready to bury the death tax once and for all." AFBF on Thursday thanked the Trump administration for its decision to pursue renegotiation over withdrawal from the North American Free Trade Agreement. In a letter to the administration, AFBF President Zippy Duval wrote, There are compelling reasons to update and reform NAFTA from agriculture's perspective, including improvements in biotechnology, sanitary and phytosanitary measures, and geographic indicators. As you know, overall, NAFTA has been overwhelmingly beneficial for farmers, ranchers, and associated businesses all across the United States, Canada, and Mexico for decades. Walking away from those gains would have been a severe blow to the agriculture sector, and we appreciate the path that will follow for reform and enhancement rather than abandonment of past achievements. AFBF strongly supports the Bipartisan Regulatory Accountability Act introduced by Senators Rob Portman of Ohio and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota. This bipartisan effort is one that should be welcomed by all stakeholders, farmers, ranchers, policymakers, state officials, environmentalists, and scientists, anyone who wants a system that is open, transparent, and fair, and who recognizes the current system fails to live up to our expectations, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall. In the late 1980s, the Agriculture Department effectively cleared the shelves of excess dairy products. Over a five-year period, as part of the now-expired Dairy Price Support Program, USDA purchased 1.5 billion pounds of butter, 1.7 billion pounds of cheese, and 2.7 billion pounds of non-fat dry milk, totaling $6.3 billion. The Dairy Price Support Program remained in effect through the 2014 Farm Bill, but saw limited use following 2009 due to milk prices above support levels. Now in 2017, with U.S. milk production expected to climb to a record 217.3 billion pounds, commercial dairy product inventories have reached highs not seen since the days of the price support program. USDA's April 24th cold storage report revealed March 2, 2017 inventory levels for total cheese at a record high of 1.3 billion pounds. American-style cheese in cold storage was 803 million pounds, and butter storage was 273 million pounds. For American-style cheese and butter, these March inventory levels are the highest levels since 1984 and 1993, respectively. A recently introduced bill to increase grants that encourage veterinarians to practice in veterinary shortage areas has the support of AFBF. The Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program Enhancement Act would eliminate the withholding tax on grants awarded under the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program, which provides grants to veterinary school graduates who agree to work for 3 years in underserved areas. Many farmers and ranchers operate in areas that lack adequate veterinary services for their livestock. Expansion of the VMLRP will not only help to improve the health of farm animals, but will contribute to the safety of our food supply, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a letter to Senators Mike Crapo of Idaho and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, and Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Ron Kind of Wisconsin, and Kurt Schrader of Oregon, the House and Senate sponsors of the bill. The American Farm Bureau Federation has opened online applications for its fourth Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge to coincide with National Small Business Week, April 30th through May 6th. Entrepreneurs will compete for $145,000 in startup funds. The competition provides an opportunity for individuals to showcase ideas and business innovations that benefit rural regions of the United States. It is the first national rural business competition focused exclusively on innovative entrepreneurs working on food and agriculture businesses. Competitors are invited to submit for-profit business ideas related to food and agriculture online through June 30th at www.strongruralamerica.com/challenge. With increased numbers of vehicles and drivers, we need to know how to safely travel our nation's highways. Ask yourself the following. Do you effectively utilize your vehicle's safety equipment, such as lap and shoulder belts, head restraints, and the airbag system? How do you recognize and deal with impaired, distracted, or negligent drivers? What are the driving principles that can save your life? Have you ever wondered how you could deal with driving conditions over which you have absolutely no control? With an aging population, how can older drivers adapt to our current and future highway environment? Are you interested in saving on travel expenses such as fuel, vehicle maintenance, and insurance costs? If you've ever considered any of these questions as a driver, then find the answers to these and many more traffic issues by enrolling in the Defensive Driving Course that is being offered on June 7th and 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The registration fee of $15 covers course material, instruction, and lunch both days. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau will be sponsoring the presentation. The course is open to any person 55 years of age or older who are Farm Bureau members. An examination is not required to complete the course or receive certification. This program was developed by the National Safety Council and is internationally recognized for its significant contribution to our nation's traffic safety effort. The course is very informative, entertaining, and current with the present program recently being updated to reflect today's driving standards and environment. The instructor will be Doug Sommer, who was a safety educator with Country Insurance and Financial Services for over 30 years. After his retirement from the insurance company, Doug started his own safety business, Sommer Safety Sessions, which offers safety programs, seminars, and the defensive driving course. To register, please call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571 prior to June 2nd. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.